From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 13th, 2017.
This week, we drop in on a tightly packed room spilling into a hallway of a historic building in the heart of Richmond, Virginia. In this room and others like it, people from various backgrounds gather to express concerns, clarify uncertainty, and work towards compromise. Have a listen for about 90 seconds to an abbreviated version of what was in fact a 30-minute conversation and try to figure out what's going on.
Next, Delegate Roberts. Turn attention to House Bill 1679. Anyone in the audience like to speak in support?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is David Clark and I represent the Virginia Oil and Gas Association.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Butch Lambert. I'm the Deputy Director for the Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy.
Delegate Clark.
I'm not sure if I understand.
The industry would be giving up something by allowing that information to be released.
So that's essentially the nut of the bill.
Anyone else like to come forward in support of this bill?
Chairman Scott McGarry, Director of State Public Policy for Washington Gas. We also support the bill for the reasons mentioned.
Anyone in opposition?
Chairman, members of the subcommittee, Travis Blankenship with the Virginia League of Conservation Voters. For reasons already stated, we oppose the bill as well.
A quick question, if you can bear with me, about the interplay between this bill, the other bill, and also the regulations, so I kind of understand how they all fit together.
The two bills are complementary and antagonistic, I guess you could say, at the same time.
If
I could, that's exactly my concern.
Sounds like it's definitely a work in progress. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. I think a lot of the problems hopefully will be addressed as this thing.
Thank you very much for all the building forward. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to a discussion in the January 18th, 2017 meeting of the Natural Resources Subcommittee, part of the Virginia House of Delegates Agriculture, Chesapeake, and Natural Resources Committee. In the audio you heard, this subcommittee was discussing House Bill 1679 related to chemicals used in the hydraulic fracturing for natural gas. In a subcommittee, members meet with stakeholders from across the Commonwealth to discuss legislation. Subcommittees are usually the first place where proposed bills get thoroughly debated at the General Assembly, so their meetings can draw a passionate and heated crowd. Subcommittees are the place to discover the issues of a bill, and clarification is the name of the game at this level. What happens here is crucial to whether or not proposals move forward from committees to House and Senate floors and ultimately to the governor's desk. So if someday in January or February you find yourself at the Virginia General Assembly, try to drop into a subcommittee meeting. You may not have enough room to move, and you may find yourself standing in the hallway or sitting on a table rather than a chair. But even if you're crowded, you'll be sure to witness the interpersonal, relatively informal, and occasionally humorous side of Virginia lawmaking.
Thanks to this week's guest host, Aaron Turney, the Spring 2017 intern at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center. We close with the words of James Edmonds, the chair of the Virginia House of Delegates Natural Resources Subcommittee.
Thank you for being here, and I appreciate it.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflo, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.